With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. President Donald Trump late Monday approved an emergency declaration for North Carolina as life-threatening. Hurricane Florence barrels towards the Carolinas and is expected to strengthen to a Category 5 storm. The president's action authorizes the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA to coordinate disaster relief efforts for the hardship and suffering caused by the emergency on the local population. A White House statement said, according to South Carolina's The State, state and local officials in the Carolinas and Virginia have ordered around 1.5 million people to evacuate, according to the Washington Post. Americans will pause to reflect on the September 11, 2001 terror attacks that forever changed the nation as they remember those who died that fateful day in ceremonies nationwide. The thousands of 9/11 victims' families, relatives, survivors, rescuers, and others are expected at Tuesday's ceremony at the World Trade Center in New York City. The President and First Lady Melania Trump plan to join in observance at the September 11 memorial in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where a new Tower of Voices was dedicated on Saturday. Vice President Pence is attending a ceremony at the Pentagon. New documents provided to Congress raise grave concerns about an apparent systemic culture of media leaking among high-level FBI and justice officials. The new texts being revealed by Congressman Mark Meadows late on Monday seem to point to two texts in specific between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, both now disgraced and no longer working for the FBI. Congressman Meadows saying these texts were not part of the infamous text chain that have already been extensively discussed in the media. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.